And welcome back into the Local Zone here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I am Brooks Carter. It is 2:22 here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and we are continuing our countdown to kickoff tour. The second installment here is we're going to try to hit up as many high schools as we can over the next 12 weeks leading up to the first week of the high school football season. And today's high school we are getting on that list is the Ottawa High School. Ottawa High School led by Scott Chandler as he enters his second season. And Coach Chandler, welcome on to the show. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Brooks. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I got to talk to you a couple of times back during the your first season back in 2018 as you were, I think, twice part of our Game of the Week that we featured here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And you wound up having a pretty successful season. I think maybe even surprised a few people locally. Wound up finishing second in a very difficult region in 6A. Even had a shot, if you could have pulled off the upset, went over Maryville to actually win a region championship. Kind of looking back at your first year at the helm, what were kind of your impressions of your team?
Well, I think you're right. I think we did surprise a lot of people coming off a 5-win season the year before and losing so many guys and then having some guys come back that a lot of people didn't know if they were going to be able to do what we wanted to do, you know. And I think that was one of the big things when I got the job. The assistants and I talked about what we wanted to do culture-wise with our team and knew that, we may lose some guys who didn't want to buy in. But fortunately for us, some of the key players bought in and ended up being great contributors. And, you know, to win 9 games after that 5-win season the year before was a really big deal.
Yeah, I would say so. And looking at your team coming up this year, what have you seen from them so far? I know it's still a little early, but as you've kind of had a chance to look at them here through the winter weight program and through the spring, as you get ready to kind of prep up for the summer drills here heading into fall camp, it's kind of just the grind never stops, as if I just cited 3 different seasons of the year, winter, spring, and summer. But what have you seen from them so far as you approach the 2019 season?
Well, I think we had a good off-season lifting weights. So we went and met with Ethan Reeve at Chattanooga. And, I'd encourage all the high school programs to go talk to him. He's excellent. He's old school, and it's about lifting weight, you know. So we went and talked to him. We've had our guys on their program for a while. And we've seen some increase in a little size. As far as spring ball went, we had 3 O linemen out. We had 1 that had surgery and 2 were injured. And that's going to be our strength this year is the O line. We have everybody coming back except for 1. Skill wise, though, we lost just about everybody. And for the first time, I mean, it's only going into my 4th year of being here, but 2nd year as a head coach and only 3rd year really helping with varsity. We're going to have to play a lot of sophomores, and that's usually not the case at Ottawa. We have some older guys, but we're going to have to end up playing a bunch of sophomores at the skilled positions. Luckily, we had 5 or 6 of those guys end up competing in track and ended up going to the state. So they've been in some pretty good competition. So hopefully that will pay us dividends, having to play them early and young as they are once the season starts.
Now, you talked about having to replace a lot of your skill players. You do still have your quarterback, Kyrell Sanford, coming back, correct?
No, Kyrell graduated. He's going to the University of Cumberland.
Okay, I see. I was talking off air with my boss. We had thought he was a junior for some reason, but I guess we were mistaken on that.
Yeah, he's senior, so we got to replace the quarterback, both running backs. We only have 1 wide out coming back. Lost the whole secondary.
Oh, yeah. So you got Kyrell and Sincere Quinn both gone. Those were 2 elite playmakers for y'all this past season. Kyrell, I remember, was one of the players of the game for us, as well as Sincere in the 2 games that we had. What approach do you take with that? I mean, how do you kind of knowing ahead of time that you're going to have to start playing not only guys who don't have a lot of experience, but maybe even guys who are underclassmen who may not have even really even dressed out for varsity that much. What approach do you take as a coach to kind of get them prepped up and ready to go?
Well, like I said, I already alluded to the fact that we had some running track, and that helped us because they ended up going to the state track meet and competed in it. So the competition, they know how to do that at a high level already. But I think one of the things is we've got to find out what they can do and put them in a situation that makes them successful where they don't have to think a whole lot, that they can react and just use their athletic ability, because the young guys we got going to play, they are athletic. And, you know, it's up to us to put them in a situation to where they can use that athletic ability, you know, and not, as the old saying goes, no paralysis by analysis. So let them make it easy and let them be able to play. Okay. And the other thing is, hey, you know, we talk about next guy up. You know, we've lost all those guys. There's nothing we can do about it. Last year's gone. We got to get ready for this year and put people in there. This spring, we did scrimmage against Baylor because I wanted those young guys to have to go against somebody at top-level team so they would know what they have to do this summer to get ready to compete once the season starts.
Talking with Coach Scott Chandler, second-year head coach for the Ottawa Owls football team here. This is our second installment on the Countdown to Kickoff Tour as we approach 12 weeks now coming up until game week. I talked with Ridgeland High School down in North Georgia's head coach yesterday, and he was kind of flabbergasted when I threw that out there. It's spring fling just got over last week, and already it seems like, wow, it's only a handful of weeks away. What do you do over the course of the summer to ensure that the intensity is as high as it needs to be and making sure your guys are staying dialed in? Because realistically, 12 weeks is not that far away.
No, not at all. And we go 3 days during June. And we gave them this week off. So we'll come back Tuesday. We go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll do that for 3 weeks. And then, of course, we got the mandatory two-week dead period. So we come back, we're pretty much full go. And we have like 3 7-on-7 competitions, I think, that we'll do around the area. And then we just start practicing football, really, when we get back. So you're right. There's kind of a catch-22, though. I mean, we're talking June and July. And everybody's goal is to be playing in December. That's 6 months, you know. So you get caught to whether you push them and try to get everything you can get done in the summer, and then by middle of October you got a chance. It's not going exactly the way you want it to go. They, you know, they're ready to quit. You know what I mean? They're done with it. They've been going for 4 months. So it's kind of a iffy situation on what you do. So we try to get the most out of our time we can and not keep them here all day and maybe only go out and practice for an hour and a half and live for an hour and try to get them in and out as quick as we can.
Yeah, I feel like that's an approach that I've seen a lot from high school coaches over the years. Similarly, when I was in high school and talking with a lot of coaches throughout the area, as I do, I feel like I've kind of seen a similar approach over the summer. Coach, something I have, I think I discussed with you back during the fall when I had you on for one of our games of the week that y'all were a part of. Looking at your team, you know, you think about Ottawa and McMinn County and other teams like that aren't that big of a school, you're the only school in Hamilton County that winds up getting stuck up in 6A in football. That's got to be difficult. And I know I talked to you about that a little bit back in the fall, but now that you've had a full year as being a head coach at the highest public school classification in Tennessee, how have you kind of analyzed and maybe adjusted some of the things that you have to do being one of the smaller high schools in the state of Tennessee in the highest classification?
Well, when we first got put in 6A, we were the third smallest 6A school in the state. So just on pure numbers, once we got out of this area, we were at a big disadvantage. Last year we went and played, 2 years in a row we played Science Hill. They got 3,000 kids. We got 1,600. So, you know, you take 1,400, if half of them is boys, there are 700. You got 700 more boys to pick from for your football team. And you know, when we play teams like Farragut in the playoffs, they got more numbers than us. I think the big thing, too, is when you're the biggest school in the Chattanooga area, like when we play teams around here, like we have Red Bank, second game of the year this year. Should be a big game, you know, where everybody thinks who do I ought to beat Red Bank because we're bigger now. But Red Bank's got as good players as we do and got a good coach, you know, and if they were to beat us, it's people think it's the end of the world for Udawal. You know what I mean? Just because the size different, and that's not necessarily the case. So you've got that pressure on you to, if you play anybody in town, that you're expected to win, and if you win, well, you were supposed to, but if you lose, it's the sky's falling, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing is budget-wise, you know, we can't compete. Our facilities does not compete at the 6A level either. Even the teams around us, McMahon, Cleveland, Bradley, our facilities are not like theirs. We have to raise every single penny we use for football. We get no help. No school gets any help in Hamilton County from the school board. So every school has to raise their money. So every penny we raise is used on just funding the program. So it's hard to get extra money to make your facilities look better or to entice you know, people to maybe give you more money to compete on that level. So there's a lot more to it than just talent, you know. Going into the 6A, is you go to Knoxville, everybody we played up there, they got turf, you know. And I know when we played, Hardin Valley came here, their guys couldn't believe our facilities. You know, I think that's one reason we beat them, because they were in absolute shock of coming down here and playing us. And the way the stadium looked compared to what they're used to, the way the field was, because we'd had a lot of rain, and it was a muddy track, and they're always on turf. So you've got a lot of factors going into those situations. And I think if you talk to anybody in Hamilton County, once they get out of the area and they start competing against other schools, it gets into those situations also.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to coaches who have come in and out of Hamilton County, maybe coached in another county in Tennessee or dipped down into North Georgia. And when you get a situation where you maybe only have one, two, three high schools in a county school system, like you get a lot of times once you get out of Hamilton County, there is a lot more funding and support that comes your way. You just referenced a couple of schools up in Bradley County with Cleveland and Bradley within your own classification, and you see that. I remember talking with Courtney Braswell after he left Central High School to go down to Ridgeland High School, and how much of an immense difference there was coming from a county where there's so many public high schools to having only three. So there are some definite built-in advantages of these schools outside the area. So that's kind of the reason I was asking you about that. Last question is, we talk with Coach Scott Chandler here from Ottawa High School on our Countdown to Kickoff tour with our high school football teams. Coach, looking ahead to that schedule coming up this year, mostly the same region slate that you had, but you don't have Science Hill. You got a couple of different region games on the docket this year. You have Red Bank, which we actually have selected for our week two game of the week here, so we'll be featuring that one coming up later this year on our station here. Getting some of these, being able to schedule some of these other games locally in your non-region, how big of a deal is that to get that on there? You're at Soddy Daisy in the non-region. You're also, as I mentioned, having Red Bank at home. How big of an emphasis in your non-region schedule do you put on trying to keep stuff locally?
A lot. Well, one reason is just for the travel cost. You know, we have to pay for our buses too, so travel costs is one. The other one is that, you know, it can help our gate. I mean, we expect a big gate when Red Bank comes here, but also we can in turn help the other school the next year. So when Red Bank hosts us, you know, it's kind of a win-win deal. We got Ray County back on the schedule. They've been a rival the last probably 3 or 4 years. So we got them back. And Soddy Daisy's always been a pretty good rival between us, and we bring a lot of people to that game. And, you know, you look at those, those guys, not only are they local, but, hey, Red Bank went, well, they went undefeated, didn't they,
in the regular season last year. Yeah.
Yeah, won the region. Saudi Daisy won the region. We got a quarter finalist in our region that we had to play. We played Davy Crockett this year. Crap, he went down to the Alamo and almost beat all the Spanish people in the Alamo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Always good. And they ended up winning 12 games. They went 12-2. So we're playing some pretty stiff competition, just not local guys to be playing them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty tough slate this year. Looks like it should be a challenge, but also a lot of fun, which is why you coaches do it to begin with. At the end of the day, it's still fun. That's what I've always heard from the coaches. Once it's not fun anymore, that's time to get out.
Well, that's true. You do it because it's fun, and plus you want to help as many kids as you can, you know, and that's one of our things here that we try to do. Our assistants and myself, we try to turn these guys we got into men. I think there's enough males in society. We need to teach them how to be men and to take care of their families and be responsible and take care of their obligations once they leave us.
Yep, and that's a great message to have with your team there. Coach, thanks for coming on with us. Coach Scott Chandler from the Ottawa Owls entering his second season as the high school head football coach there.